Tony Connors, another great tennis player of that era. In fact, going into the 1980 Masters Tournament, Garolaitis had lost to Connors 16 straight times. That's why it was shocking when Garolaitis won. After the match, he reminded his critics to never count him out. "Let that be a lesson to you all," he said. "Nobody beats Vitas Garolaitis 17 times in a row." The Apostle Paul would have loved his spunk and his sense of humor. In Galatians 6:9, Paul wrote, "Let's not become weary in doing good. At the proper time, we'll reap a harvest if we don't give up." So what about me? Can I keep going today? Good things will happen if I don't quit. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship, CenteringLives.com.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Stop the sun's rays from causing havoc in your home or business. Solar Protective Film's window tinting blocks over 99% of the sun's intense UV light rays from peering in your room's windows and causing menacing heat, glare, and damage. Solar Protective Films will block the glare, the heat, and sun fade, ruining your ideal living or workspace. Maximize your room's interior and exterior view. Visually add modern curb appeal while upgrading your privacy and security behind your glass doors or windows. The right tint shade filters in a naturally soothing light while immediately making your home or office energy efficient and climate controlled. Privacy, security, storm-proof protection, and a shield from harmful UV. See the many options and let us personalize an SPF window tinting solution for you at solarprotectivefilms.com. That's solarprotectivefilms.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount. You're only one shade away from gaining the many benefits of home or office window tinting. SolarProtectiveFilms.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're looking at a much warmer weekend forecast, but showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. That's the trade-off. For tonight and Saturday, the risk of showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low in the upper 50s, high on Saturday up to about 77. More scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Saturday night into Sunday, mid-70s on Sunday. I think the rain chances are even a little higher on Sunday night into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms, a couple of those storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any weather changes over the weekend, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant notifications for severe weather alerts. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
There's not a whole lot of cheap and trashy news, except for the cheap and trashy moment between Katy Perry and the 19-year-old American Idol contestant who told the New York Slimes that if she had asked me if I wanted to kiss her, I would have said no.
Oh.
But she forced it on him. And doesn't that play to a sort of a sexist theme that, well, what's wrong with any man that wouldn't want to be kissed by Katy Perry?
Yeah, she shouldn't have done it.
She shouldn't have.
Yeah, kind of. Maybe if she'd asked him.
He told her. He said that he'd never kissed a girl before, and he was saving it for, like, I guess he was seeing somebody.
He's also
at the
a regular
time.
Listener of In Game Chat with Jay Scott and his phone.
Makes perfect sense. Thank you.
I'm sorry, buddy. I couldn't.
I know. The door was open. You just walked in.
Oh, my God.
I got it.
I think you struck a nerve here with her.
Wow. She loves that. Please insult me more, Greg. I think it works for Emily. And that's really all that I care about.
Oh, God.
Jay's like, thanks for the plug?
No, it's fine.
Well, she's crying. She's crying. She's laughing so hard.
Well,
I think she might bust a gut here in a second, don't it?
Houston. Oh, God.
Oh, well, man. It was worth it for that.
Man.
There's really.
I think that's cheap and trashy for today.
There's no following that.
Oh, man.
I'm sure the happy hour audience will love
the longest laugh in the world.
Jeez. I didn't mean to snort.
At my expense, which was even
better. No, it was Greg. The oxygen's starting to come back to my brain.
A snort will take a lot out of you like that.
Lord.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
We are the biggest and the baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy hour. This is 93.1 FM WACB. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell. My eternal outside gig.
Joey.
He's here too.
And here.
Around four.
Alan!
He says he's going to be here today.
Nice! The old school Gosher Mishbucka is back!
Yes!
It's like a family reunion.
On the St. Patrick's Day Eve. So, what's new?
Not too much.
Is Jeffrey Beauregard Sessions going to fire McCabe today?
I have no clue.
What is taking so long? I mean, not only should this guy be fired and lose his pension, he should be facing criminal charges, too, for lying and all kinds of stuff. And there's an impatience building. And I just hate, pulling up FoxNews.com and seeing, what's her name, Jennifer Harf?
Marie Harf.
Oh, Marie Harf, spelled... You know, well, the Dems are going to take back the House. That's pretty much a given. And why? For what? What are they... when the Republicans took the House, there was good reason to get out there and vote. Because they were screwing with their health care. We knew it was going to be bad. We wanted to stop it. And, Obama... gave us the biggest suppository in government history by one vote.
I think it's because the small minority of the country that actually votes just can't ever make up their minds and don't actually know what they want.
I mean, good Lord. The Republicans have put more money in their pocket. It'd be great if they could do like Idaho is doing and get together, and drop all these things that are holding health insurance prices up, Idaho is offering whatever plan people decide they want at a lower cost. In other words, they're the first free market state since Obamacare was passed. And if the others would just follow suit, or if Congress would just, or whatever, the cabinet member, who's the guy? Came from Georgia?
Tom Price.
Has he still got that gig?
No. He is no longer the head of Health and Human Services.
Well, whoever is could, seem like whoever did that for Obama was constantly, changing the rules. And, they got the tax cut. They got, they could, put a health plan together that would be very consumer favorable. And we haven't had a war with anybody. If Trump gets some kind of agreement together with Kim Jong-un and there is a real peace... He's not firing missiles over Japan and doing all the kinds of things that had people in Hawaii panicking when that false alarm went out? Because you would panic knowing that this guy's been saber-rattling for so long. So you could have that. So, like, what's the problem? The only thing they have to run on, this guy that won in Pennsylvania, for all practical purposes, is a Republican, and a better one than the guy that ran. Pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, and says Nancy Pelosi's got to go. That's where the Democrats can win, and it wouldn't be so bad if those kind of Democrats are going to take control. But if they get control, and we're going to listen to 2 years of impeachment crap after all this Mueller stuff for a year, I don't even know why that's continuing. So I hate seeing stories like that. They kind of, pardon my dinger.
Your toast ready?
Okay. Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, it is.
Delicious.
So, on Friday, we do requests, play your favorites, and at some point this afternoon, we'll redeem our Baumhauer's winning word of the day. We gave that out 3 times this morning, between 6 and 9, like we do every day, and at some point between now and 6, we'll ask for caller 6 to redeem it at 272-9228, and that is still the same number that you can call to talk to us about the important issues of the day. Or whatever else you want to discuss. 272-9228. Also on Friday, I kind of go through my crap pile that builds up over the week.
Oh, absolutely. It's not that big.
I've got to save this story because certainly the listeners will want to comment on this. This is actually another one of those useless surveys.
Our survey said
84% of men still have one of their childhood teddy bears.
What?
That's what this says. From lifestorage.com. How can you not trust them?
Stains and everything?
Well,
I mean, you spill your juice box on it. You probably drool on it.
Yeah. It can,
right.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways your teddy bear can get stained.
Right.
You can also take him to the dry cleaner, too, when you're a big grown-up.
Yeah, but then it doesn't have that beautiful stench.
That combination of odors that makes you feel like right at home.
Indeed, yeah. You know,
in your mother's bosom again. It says 3 out of 4 women still have theirs, too.
I don't still have my teddy bear.
I don't either. And you know how sentimental I am.
I can't remember if I had, like, a very valued teddy bear that I loved.
I had something, and it's the reason that Puff the Magic Dragon is a sentimental song to me, because it was one of those things. It was a stuffed, I don't remember what kind of a creature it was, but I had it for a long, long time, but eventually one of the eyes fell off. And I think what my mother used to do is she would throw those things away on the sly, and we wouldn't miss them until
brilliant
months later. And where's, oh, well, had to throw them away. But, so that's one. I saved that. Wasn't that? That's big news, right?
That's amazing that people keep it. Now, if you restore it and you kind of put it on the shelf as a keepsake, that's fine. That's actually fairly sweet. But if you're still, you know, clutching it to your bosom at night to keep, you know, the bed bugs away.
Yeah.
Well, first off, you need to probably fumigate your room if you actually have bed bugs. Teddy bears aren't going to help.
No.
And besides that, like, come on. Grow up, man.
Did your parents ever used to say sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite?
Yeah. I've heard that before. On a few occasions, this is a little more, if I could be highbrow and pretentious, scatological. My father, as a joke, you know, between us boys, because he was acting like a boy here, he'd like, tuck me in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, good night, son, or whatever he would say. Before he would exit the room, he'd let out a nice, and then he'd shut the door. It's like, come on, Dad! That's not cool!
Was it a real?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
It's not like every night. It's like, if it
and
was there.
And the door closed and trap you in there?
Yeah.
Wow. Today you could probably sue him. Or call the police.
No, I remember that beautiful stench. just like the teddy bears. No, it was just, you know, it's like, it's guy stuff. It's funny. It's like you got your friends locked in the car. And you turn on the child locks on the windows.
When my dad was still alive, and my grandpa too, we used to go to this old German restaurant called the Bierstube.
The Bierstube.
In this little town called Frankfurt, south of Chicago. Really cool place, antique town. In fact, the last time I went to, for my reunion back in 2010, I went back there, and it's still quaint, still quiet, but the Bierstube burned down. Mm-hmm. And I was very sad to find that out. But we had gone there for lunch one day. This is when I was working at WLS. So we're talking about a 26-year-old fart.
Epic.
It's very quiet. It's midday. It's lunchtime. He and I and Grandpa are walking across the street towards the restaurant. And all of a sudden...
Oh, my.
My dad says, oops. Stepped on a duck. And I said, duck? It sounded like you stepped on a pterodactyl, for crying out loud. And, I mean, you know, given the quietness of the little town and the middle of the day.
Stepped on a duck.
I just got a request on Messenger to play what we just opened the show with. Emily's Hysterics.
Yeah, we've already played it.
We opened the show with it, but
we can play it
again a little bit later.
Later, yeah.
All right, well, it's 18 after 3. And I don't know what else to do. Do we want to talk about... Well, I did post a couple of things on Facebook. An Ohio student suspended for refusing to leave the classroom for the gun control walkout. Which would have been entirely unnecessary, along with the death of those kids in Parkland, if the FBI... and the Broward Sheriff's Office had just done their jobs. Who would still be alive if Barack Obama and Eric Holder hadn't put through that stupid pipeline to prison program that encouraged authorities to overlook little transgressions, you know, because you'd get more money from the government if you showed fewer arrests. So the walkout was about what? So what this kid got is a nice lesson in fascism. You either agree or else. And he was suspended from school.
Wow.
And I have a feeling there's going to be some... I've gotten some shares off this story.
You know, I was suspended from school once.
So was I.
You know what? Wasn't a big deal.
Well, it was for me.
Nah, it wasn't a big deal. We returned back to school as heroes. And we wouldn't have been for what we did. But it's just the way they tried to make an example out of us. To which all of us, who are very, you know, good GPAs, National Honor Society, start on the football team. Like, by all most measures, we're the cream of the crop at the school. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to make an example of us. And when they did that, we literally laughed in their face at the in the conference room.
As you should have.
The only person who was effective at punishing us was the actual football coach. Because it wasn't like some stupid... pedantic, here's, you were wrong.
Well, can you give us the details on this lame-ass story after the break?
No.
I'll tell you why I was suspended if...
No.
Why not?
No, I'm good.
You're not going to tell us...
No, I just, you know, I don't like that tone.
My tone?
Yeah, your tone. I don't like my own tone either. I sound like Jerry Seinfeld right now.
Let's see who's on the phone.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Listen, I live on East Park Avenue. There's these dogs out here, four of them, that's running loose. I've called the Humane Shelter 1,000 times. Well, Monday, the Humane Shelter man comes out here. He parks right in front of the dogs, messes around a little bit, drives off without doing anything. The dogs has no leash. They have, they're not been... any shots or anything. And you know what it seems like? Just because we live over here, that they would still have the same laws as they do in Hacienda, doesn't it?
So they come out, they see the dogs running loose, and they don't do anything?
Do not do nothing. He just gets back in his truck and rides on off. and then they hadn't been back, you know. But
which
these dogs,
which shelter?
I've called them a dozen times. See, these dogs, every time anybody passed going to the stores and all, these dogs is trying to bite them and all this stuff. You know, somebody needs to do something about the dogs.
Call the police.
I say, well, call radio is the best. You know, y'all get things done.
Call animal control.
I did. And they don't do nothing. So, you know, I don't know what the problem is. Maybe they're friends with these people over here. But we do not want to be bit, you know.
Understandably so. I know what it's like to have my leg torn into by a German Shepherd. So,
I know it.
But I don't understand. There's something missing in this story. So what's the name of the street again?
It's East Park Avenue.
East
in Chisholm.
Chisholm.
Uh-huh. 36110. And one of these dogs is a pit bull, and you know how that goes.
Oh, no. And the name of the street, I didn't understand the name of the street.
Yeah. So, East Park, E-A-R-K-E-R Avenue.
East Park Avenue?
Uh-huh. You
okay.
Got it.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you, but we put it out there. Maybe somebody else will chime in.
Yeah,
and,
that's what it is. You got to put it out there so people will know about it, you know?
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck. I don't understand that. If they come out and they see the dogs and they're running loose, why don't they pick them up? Keith.
Hey, how are you all today? You know, you were talking just a minute ago about the kids doing the walkout stuff at schools.
Yeah.
Did you read that article about that one California student that said that they weren't, not all of them children were participating, they were forced to by their teachers?
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. This wasn't a fire drill or a, you know, air raid drill. They were forced to express an opinion that they may or may not agree with.
Yes.
If they were doing it to memorialize the 17 dead kids, that's one thing. But that's not what it's about. This is the leftist agenda, finding another way into the schools to, you know, reinforce mushy-headed kids. These are assault weapons. They jump off racks and out of houses and kill people.
Yep. I didn't know if you'd seen it, but it was an actual student.
Well, you know, we've all failed because we've allowed the left to take over the entire public education system. And I got news for you. It ain't going to work out well for a lot of us when we get older, because what they don't understand is they are the very fascists that they claim to be afraid of.
Yeah. Now it's in the toilet.
Yeah. And it's going to work out bad, man. It's going to work out very bad. Thanks for the call.
I want to be careful with what I'm about to say, but not that careful. You can criticize lawyers all day, politicians most certainly, and we should continue to do that. Doctors even. I mean, you can say anything about most professions. So here's my point. There are some great teachers out there. I had a few.
Sure.
But if you talk about bad teachers, is there not a profession that thinks more highly of itself? Like, more, we are teachers.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. Okay. Yes, you do an important job, but there are a lot of important jobs in society.
Yes.
Sometimes the tone gets a little much for me. Maybe it's because they're supposed to be that way, because the parents care about their children. And the children are the future, but as George Carlin pointed out, no, they're not, because when the future's here, they're no longer children.
And it's funny, when the future's here, a lot of them are going to be very ill-prepared for it, because... Yeah. Again, this whole thing, selling an agenda, and all these things that look good on paper that don't work out real well in real life, and they continue to ignore socialism. Take a look at Venezuela.
Oh, no.
It is a bleep hole.
Yeah.
It really is, except for, of course, the 1% or 2%. But that's the deal about socialism. What they don't tell you is that socialism isn't for the socialist. It's for you. It's in, you know, because they're your betters. They've decided that they know what's best for you. They'll tell you what you can eat, what you can do for a living. Venezuela is just, it's a tragedy. And it keeps happening over and over and over again. Millions and millions of people die in the process. Wars are fought. and there's still another idiot like Obama or somebody else that comes along with the slick sales pitch and says, hey, you know, let's continue to live by this insane assumption that life can be made fair, and it can't. It just can't. All right, 326-272-9228. If you have a request, we try to keep it as light as we can on Friday. But if you have an opinion on something, you're welcome to share that with us, too. Yeah, that disturbs me, this school thing. And the fact is, what they didn't tell those kids during that walkout yesterday is that if the FBI had done its job, and they've admitted they didn't, if the Broward County Sheriff, who still has his job, and how about this Alabama Sheriff, who's been taking money out of the budget for prison food, builds himself a $750,000 beach house, says, I'm not going to apologize for this.
News feeding them like bare bones, like pork and beans, right?
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that prisoners should have 10-course meals, but do we need to make them angrier?
Or maybe you could say, if you're going to pinch pennies there on the food budget, maybe you put that money back into the sheriff's department in other ways and not into your own pocket.
That's the thing, but legally, I guess he can do that.
Oh, yeah, it was legal.
And, of course, he's a Democrat. They have no shame, just like Israel. Good Lord.
Sheriff Israel.
Sheriff Israel, yeah, not the country.
I was about to say.
Yeah. And what is he? Oh, he's a Democrat, too, isn't he? It's amazing. And we're going to hand them the House. You're going to listen to 2 years of impeachment, but go ahead. It'll be all right. And then we'll end up with Kamala Harris as president. We'll have our tax cuts rescinded. We'll have nationalized health care. And then maybe people will wake up and pay attention.
Well, and based on that headline on Drudge, it looks like a new Cold War's on.
Yeah.
Yay!
Except now, instead of dropping bombs, they hacked our aviation system. What the hell does that mean? That means they could, if they took over air traffic controller, hacked into that, they could fly planes into each other. It's always something to worry. 328!
Sorry.
It's okay.
You scared me. Time, it's just
frightening time. 272-9228. And at some point, we'll redeem our Baumhauer's winning word of the day. And we'll do it again next week, too. All week long, give the word out in the morning show between 6 and 9. Redeem it during happy hour. If you listen to the show and if you use the people that support this show, you'll find out that you're dealing with some people who are really good at what they do, reliable, dependable, provide a great service or product. We've got Clark's for your family's comfort. We've got Don Duncan to take care of your car. And now we have your go-to electrician. That's Mr. Electric, a team of master electricians, the best. My dad was a master electrician. That is, it's not something they hand out in a card game. You have to earn that title. And so these are, and when it comes to electricity, you know, you can, I don't even know if they, you know, in that sequence of dummy books, Electricity for Dummies, I don't know if they made one of those, but I'll tell you what, unless you really know what you're doing, you don't want to fool around with it. And you've heard about some of the devastation that's been caused by electric fires. They spread quickly, they're thorough, and basically destroy everything in their path. Don't let this happen to you. For $199, Mr. Electric, for you as a News Talk listener, will come out and give you a full house inspection. That's a $199 deal. They go through everything. Look for areas where there may be trouble brewing. The best thing to do is take a preventive approach. And for $199, to have a master electrician thoroughly inspect your house, that's a great deal. And if they find something, that could not only be a house saver, but a lifesaver as well. So here's what you do. If you have an installation or a need for the inspection, when Mr. Electric comes to your house, they put a mat down, clean their feet. Before they come in, they put on protective shoe wear. When they do an installation, a repair, whatever it is you need, they clean up the mess that's made, so all you're left with is the great result that you called for in the beginning. To get that result or to ask about that full house inspection, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com online. We've got traffic, Rich's forecast, and requests coming up, 272-9228. Anything on the phone? It's pending. When is it? Well, it's spring break.
It is.
So, if you want to hear something, call. We'll play it.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Just checked the big map. Everything looks really good. 65 and 85, both speed limit rides. Not seeing anything on the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway. Took a look up to 31s. All of them look real good. And it looks like Taylor Road and Vaughn Road, no problems there either. Early registration for summer terms begins April 3rd at Trenum State. Classes begin May 24th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're looking at a much warmer weekend forecast, but showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time. That's the trade-off. For tonight and Saturday, the risk of showers and thunderstorms around from time to time. Overnight low in the upper 50s, high on Saturday up to about 77. More scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Saturday night into Sunday, mid-70s on Sunday. I think the rain chances are even a little higher on Sunday night into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms, a couple of those storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any weather changes over the weekend, plus hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It has instant notifications for severe weather alerts. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. This week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers don't combine.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Freddy's Pizza.
Hey, I just got my pizza, and there's a piece taken out of it.
Yeah, that's our fee.
But I paid for the whole pizza.
And you got the whole pizza, minus our fee.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it's just like being charged a sign-up fee on a personal loan.
I'm sorry, what?
You got fee. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a sec.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers no-fee personal loans for home renovations, major purchases, or managing credit card debt. Don't get feed. Visit Marcus.com.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros money every day. And this week, we're saving pros even more during our Pro Spring Black Friday event on their favorite Irwin tools, like an Irwin Quick Grip 4-Pack for just $24.98. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit card. So, pro, now that you know, let's get started. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for more details. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
The greatest show on dirt is back. It's time to ride. PRCA Extreme Freestyle Bullfights every night at the 61st Annual SLE Rodeo, March 15th through the 17th at Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly is Montgomery's own funny man, Trent McFarlane. Kids 12 and under, free on Thursday night. Family four packs for $40 on Friday night. For event and ticket information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2. The 61st Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
I knew I needed hearing aids. It got to where I couldn't hear half of what people were saying. But the price of hearing aids today? Thousands of dollars? I couldn't afford them.
If the high cost of hearing aids is keeping you from the life you want to live, we have good news. Now there's a company that makes great hearing aids that real people can afford. Advanced Affordable Hearing. Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aids start at thousands less than most hearing aids. You get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, all the leading edge technology that captures the frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Order today and you'll receive the USB charger absolutely free. That's right, free. Rated A-plus of the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger plus free shipping when you buy Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aid. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this special offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I was just out by the Thinking Stoop, and it's like Saturday outside. This last day of spring break, traffic is really, really light. No doubt somebody will cause something to happen somewhere that will make things interesting during the afternoon, but it's also spring break on our phone this hour, this 3 to 4 hour.
Bites.
It does. I don't know what to do about it.
But other than that, we're having fun.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a blast on Happy Hour.
Can you talk? I'll tell you what.
Can I talk?
No, do me a favor. I want to post something on Facebook, and I want to do it quickly. So give us a preview of the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Oh, yes. A reoccurring guest is returning this evening. His name is Seth Spotlow. He's a hardworking guy. He's a single dad. He just lost somebody very close to him, in all seriousness. Usually, Seth and I, you know, we're silly, we have fun, we talk about food, we talk about love and women and wrestling and music and movies and fart jokes. But tonight, we probably will touch on a serious note along with all that stuff. Talk about what it is to go through loss and what he's feeling these days. I believe he lost somebody who was very much a father figure to him. So ending the night on a serious note, but we'll have fun too. And I have to say, last night's show, thank you to JW for calling in the middle of talking about WrestleMania. He called up with a story about Ric Flair and how when he was a sheriff deputy in North Carolina, he had to arrest Ric Flair. But, you know, I think he came out of it thinking he's a larger-than-life figure and actually a pretty nice guy. And we thought it would have something to do with alcohol or tax evasion or whatever. Mm-hmm. Turned out Ric just went to the top of the amphitheater steps, like the stair aisle, spread eagle, huge guy, huge wingspan, and just ran down the steps clotheslining people. So the sheriff's like, you guys got to arrest him. But he didn't resist. As soon as, like, sir, we got to put you under arrest, he immediately assumed the position. They said he needed, like, three or four pairs of handcuffs, though, to get him cuffed because of how big he was. Just muscular.
And assume the position. Where have I heard that before?
No, yeah. But, yeah, great night last night, and tonight we'll continue it with Seth Spotlow.
The thing I was eager to post, take a look at what Lewis Long. You know, we've been doing our Pod Forward program, and they were our on-site location today. And we line these folks up, you know, and we thank them all, you know, for helping collect items for the Tri-County Humane Associations. But they didn't just put one of our barrels in there and collect the stuff. Look at what they did. I just posted the picture on my Facebook page. They donated a pallet of 50-pound bags of dog food. Take a look at that. Looks like they set a forklift into a Costco and backed out.
I watched it earlier. I thought it was fertilizer at first. I'm like, what is Kristen doing at like a Home Depot or Lowe's? And it turns out those are just bags and bags of dog food.
So
incredible.
I have said many, many times, and they really don't like it when I do this, but and like with, when we were helping the Roland family or so many other occasions when we've had a cause that we've tried to support here, they're always the first to step up. So all I'm saying is, friends, the next time you need a mower, blower, pressure washer, something to maintain the outside of your home, please keep them in mind because they are just great people, great citizens of the community, and I love them. And that's why I baked Ginny Lewis key lime pies. By the way, there's a thread on Facebook today. At the there's like a what's for lunch thing or something like that.
Yeah.
Trust me on this. Here, lunch and the gum.
Oh, yeah.
The question today was, who's got the best key lime pie? And look at this. I've heard Greg Budell's is the best. Hoping to try it soon. Mike Moore, Greg Budell, that's who. How about that, huh?
Well, I've had your pie, and it is very tasty.
So maybe it's time to have the bake sale, huh?
I think so.
Maybe I can figure out a way to get that started. And because I wanted to have a bake sale for the kids, you know, a little starter fund or something. Here's Jason at 344.
All right, so I'm going to go back to your original debate with the teddy bear.
Yes.
I'm an old guy, and I've still got one from when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
So, but it was from my dad, and I tried getting rid of it. And the more I try to get rid of it, the more I think about him. And was going to pass it on to the kids, and they had it for a while and then didn't want it. And now I'm still stuck with it.
No, I totally, totally get that.
I understand that, too, as an heirloom. But do you sleep with it at night?
Oh, heck no. It's on the floor.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Joey.
No, you got to be blunt. I'm fine with keeping a family, something that really means something to you. I understand it, Jason. But if you're still snuggling with it in the evenings, it's a little questionable. It's not like I'm going to go to your house, say, stop! But it's, you know, if it was my own father, I would be like, Dad, what are you doing?
Jason, we appreciate your honesty and participation. Is there something we can play for you today?
Not off the top of my head, but thanks. Y'all have a good Friday.
Thank you. And here is, let's give a big Warhawk welcome.
Oh, wow.
Master Thespian.
In stereo. That was good timing.
Yeah,
wow.
Very good.
Yeah, I still have my teddy bear. His name was Fuzzy Wuzzy. He looked like, you know, he's got mange.
What's the old kitty poem? Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Fuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. fuzzy was he wasn't fuzzy, was he?
Is that it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't lie to me about something this important, I hope.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Yeah, there's actually a little song. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. My mother would used to sing that to me.
I love the things we can get adults to do on this radio station.
Yeah, yeah, but I still have my little teddy bear. Poor thing. He's been through a lot in the last 54 years. So yeah. Okay. Since nobody's calling in, I'm going to request two songs.
Okay.
How about that? I'm going to request the Yoga Pants song.
Which one, Tim Hawkins?
Yeah, the newest one.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes me giggle. The Yoga Pants.
Yeah.
And also, of course, we must have a Stomping of the Weasel, so Weasel Stomping Day.
We
can't have Friday without that. So, but hang in there. Just keep up the good work.
I actually played the Weasel one morning last week.
Really?
I don't play it often in the morning, but I did.
Yeah. Hey, you got to do what you got to do, you know?
We'll play Weasel after our buddy...
Alan!
...gets here.
Sounds good. Sounds great. Well, I'm still waiting for that word, baby. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And
you hang in there.
I've got a very convoluted way to do the call to action, too, so...
Excellent. All right, I'll be listening.
Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial.
We have a serious traffic update.
Oh, jeez. See, as soon as I open my mouth and say it's like Saturday out there...
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Apparently a semi-truck that was on 85 South, making that big curving turn onto 65 South,
yes.
It turned over on the turn.
It jackknifed?
Jackknifed, and well, maybe. I'm not sure exactly what happened. I was told it's turned over.
So is it all blocked over there?
Yes, and I think it might have just happened, but we need to visit the traffic dungeon. But that is one caller, what he told me he saw.
All right, so that's the ramp from 85 to 65.
South, yes.
Wow, that's going to mess up everything.
Yeah.
See, I should have kept my mouth shut.
You should have. We should have just kept talking about teddy bears and farts.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress, lady. Another great local business, since we did the shout-out to Lewis Lawn. John Lee Paints, 3.5 decades. That's the other thing. I'm so flattered on this show to have some of the great new businesses in town, like Mr. Electric, for example, but legacy businesses like John Lee Paints, 3.5 decades, just north of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard, the place where the pros go. Always see their trucks there, but don't be intimidated. I mean... What is it they always say, you know, if you're on the road, don't go to a restaurant where you don't see trucks because truck drivers know the best places. Well, if you see professionals going to John Lee Paints, that's where a do-it-yourselfer should go. Professionals, you know, assess the situation, they give a quote, and they count on a paint that's going to give them the result in the amount of time it's, you know, that they're asking their client to pay them for. They don't want to have to do it twice. They can't afford... to buy paint on the cheap because they're going to end up doing it twice. They don't want to do that, and neither should you. So check out John Lee Paints and ask about Richard's Paint. They could give you the science as to why it's so good, why it covers so beautifully and leaves such a great, even finish. They can also consult with you on any questions you may have about what's the right roller to use, what kind of surface are you going to paint. Do you need to patch anything? They can sell you what you need, and they can tell you how to use it properly so you don't waste a second of your time. They're also the home for the official color charts for the historic districts of Montgomery. So please, next time you have a need for paint or painting equipment, choose John Lee Paint, just north of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard, where the sign going northbound says, "The best ability is availability." We like that. All right, for Master Thespian, it's all Request Friday, 272-9228.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Namaste.
He does some good stuff, Tim Hawkins. And that is another text and messages are coming in. Let's see. 84, that's his new favorite song. Because I believe 168 loves it.
Yeah, I love yoga pants. I love them.
I love the line about cottage cheese, too. All right, we got a serious traffic situation we need to address. We have still not redeemed our Bob Hours winning word of the day. Stay tuned.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking real good. We're not having any problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. The 31s look really good, and Taylor and Vaughn are okay. Where we are seeing just a little bit of backup right now is right in front of Garrett Coliseum, where folks are starting to come in and get their good close-up parking spaces and good seats for the rodeo. So be careful if you're over that way. That'll get a little bit more crowded as the evening goes along. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Clinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, again, sometimes you get information on traffic that you see up close and personal and get it to us before it gets through the official channels. Rick Walker has to wait for the official notification on things, but the word is there is a semi overturn on the ramp from 85 south to 65 south, and that's going to be an ugly mess before too long, and we'll keep you updated on it on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's All Request Friday. Our number is 272-9228, and we have yet to redeem our Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
It's Ram Truck Month, and hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered right now. Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x2 for $199 a month for 24 months with $2,099 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive efficiency. And right now, well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x2 for $199 a month for 24 months with $2,099 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Truck Month.
Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4/18.
You're tuned into the one radio show that's willing to roll up our sleeves and delegate authority to someone who's working here for free.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I just had my ears buttered. Again, a reminder, and we'll get an update from Rick Walker shortly. There is an overturned tractor trailer southbound 85 on the ramp to 65 southbound. We've had multiple calls on this. It is, the congestion is building rapidly. Avoid that area. We'll get a fresh update from Rick right after the top of the hour Fox News, just a few minutes off.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir has been going strong for 35 years, and we've got no plans on slowing down anytime soon. You've come to depend on Luke Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. This has been all possible thanks to our loyal customers like you. And to make sure you get through another blistering Alabama summer, Luke Choir is giving you $20 off your next service call with a repair. You depend on your AC to keep it comfy all summer long. If that system breaks down, Luke Choir is here to get you up and running again in no time. Luke Choir proudly installs Carrier. It services all makes and models of system. Turn to the experts at acbythechoir.com and Carrier today to get this and other exclusive offers. And if you need a new system, Luke Choir has exclusive Carrier factory rebates available. Visit acbythechoir.com for details and all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. AC by Luke Choir, 35 years strong. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC.